So Bella brings me the post, and I'm like, oh no, this won't be good. I mean, it's a vet's bill. But then I remember Many Pets Pet Insurance. My complete policy covers Bella for up to £15,000 of vet fees.
And breathe. Ensure your happiness with Many Pets Pet Insurance. Get a quote at manypets.com.
Conditions and exclusions apply.
Sid goes, yeah, if we're talking about like life, you know, and advice, it's probably Sid. And if we're talking about buttholes and swearing, it's probably Sophie. And then Sid goes,
I go, well, like butthole as a whole, you know what I mean? Like life as a whole. Like,
just relates it somehow. Bring it all back around.
All back around. I didn't even mean butthole. I really meant like the circle of life. Like the butthole is just like a donut hole. Like life is like a donut hole.
So that's how you can tell our voices apart, you guys, if you're wondering.
And I still swear. Yeah. Okay, I'm cool. Yeah. No.
She's still cool. Like, she's not a complete grandma yet. Hey.
Oh God, episode 22, Straight Candid.
Straight Candid with Sid and Soph. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, right. 1, 2, 3. Straight Candid with, you didn't go.
Sid and Soph.
I just realized we never come on our podcast and actually say the name of the podcast, yeah. Which I think is so weird. And when I listen to other podcasts, they always get on, they're like, and we're back with, you know, blah, blah, yeah. blah. And I'm like,
we should start.
We never say it.
Yeah.
This is Straight Candid if you're tuning in for the first time. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. We're happy you're here.
Welcome. Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard. I want to go right into Straight Candid Moments.
Let's do it. Hashtag Straight Candid Moments of the Week. And if you don't know what that means, I guess we could explain that for the first time if we have new listeners
here. It's been a minute, too. Yeah. Yeah, we're on episode 22. Holy shit.
We do our Straight Candid Moments every single episode. We open with this. It's just a funny way to kind of get the conversation going. We relate back to the and think back to our previous week and things that happened that kind of make us more human. Makes this podcast a little more authentic and genuine. We're real with you. We talk about mistakes that happen, whether that be an anxiety panic attack, whether that be a really funny sex story. We just kind of it's all realms, and we have our listeners also tell us about their hashtag Straight Candid stories or Straight Candid moments. But Sid and I like to open it up with ours. So Sid, you want to go? You want me to go?
I want you to go because you said was Sophie dogs as your notes, and I'm like, what? What do you mean? What is that?
Okay, so
am I gonna be mad about this?
I mean, yeah, a lot of people
yeah.
Honestly, after I tell you guys my Straight Candid moment this week, I think a lot of you are gonna look at me a different way.
Okay, now I'm nervous.
Yeah, so Andrew knows this about me. He also has the same issue that I do. So that's one reason we connected as friends.
An issue that you have.
So let me just go into the story. So the other day I was on a walk, beautiful day outside. I saw one of my friends, like acquaintances. We know each other. We work together here and there, fitness world. Okay. And she's running with her beautiful lab dog, golden lab, whatever. And, you know, we're trying to make small talk. That's what you do. It's kind. I wanted to stop and say hi. And I usually just kind of ignore the dogs and like talk to the person, but the conversation was a little empty for a second. So I reached down and I'm like, oh, like cute dog. And I start petting this dog. And the whole time in my head, I'm just like, why am I doing this? I'm going to break out in hives. Like I'm allergic.
Oh,
like, if I itch my eyes, I don't find this like connection and this love when I see a dog. Like
what?
I didn't know
that about you.
I'm just not like a huge dog lover. I'm not saying that I don't like dogs. I just don't go out of my way to pet your dog. And I honestly think it's rude when someone comes up to you and they expect you to just pet their dog and say it's the cutest thing in the world. I'm like,
people expect that?
Yeah, people are like, why aren't you petting my fucking dog? And I'm like, I don't want
to
pet.
Who said that to you?
That's what they're thinking.
You're paranoid.
I don't want to pet your fucking dog. Like,
oh my God, what?
I will say there are certain dogs that I do fall in love with.
I'm shook.
Like the ones that don't shed, what are they called? The doodles,
golden doodles. They're cute.
If I know there's not going to be like an allergic reaction, I do like petting the dogs, but it just bothers me that everyone expects you to pet their dog.
Do they look cute to you?
And
like, are they cute?
What? I mean, like, yeah.
I'm so shocked.
If they're really little and puffy and like a golden doodle, sure.
Oh my God. But, so you wouldn't want a Great Dane?
No, like I would not want to. Like, you know, the dogs I absolutely hate is when you, if you were to pet them the wrong direction and their hair is like prickly against your skin. Gross.
I think you have a sensory thing or something. Yeah. Okay. What but, in the hell? I didn't know this about you.
I know. But let me tell you one thing, because okay. the way people feel about dogs is the way I feel about babies.
Oh, so like yeah.
I cry. I just get like, oh, and I just want to go touch their little toes. Like I love touching baby toes.
It's thing, so specific.
I know it's weird. It's always I'm like, hey, can I? I'll go up to the babies and I'll just play with their toes. But okay. Anyways, my straight candid moment is the fact that I forced myself to pet a dog the other week.
Okay, I did not know that you did not even like really care for dogs.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like them, but that was a good way of wording it. I don't go out of my way to care for them.
I like go nutso for a dog. Yeah. I like feel and connected to animals mm-hmm. though. I think it's you feel connected to babies, mm-hmm. I think.
I feel connected to certain animals. Just okay. not every animal, not some random like what dog animal? I see.
I'm genuinely asking.
Yeah, like certain dogs.
Like oh, just certain dogs.
Okay, like my parents have a dog. I'm connected to that dog. She doesn't shed.
You just
I'm
don't
connected
like
to my friend Callan. Shout out Callan. I know you're listening.
Callan.
She has a golden doodle and so I do cute. Love that dog. It's grown okay. on me. Like the dogs and animals that grow on me, I get connected to.
Okay, okay.
Not random dogs in the street.
Okay. I'm saying okay. I don't really agree, but I'm like, okay.
I know. I need to, this is like such a long conversation and it's stupid. So why don't you go?
Well, first of all, I love every dog and I'm obsessed. So I don't get it. I'm tapping your shoulder or your leg because I'm like, I appreciate you and I love you, but I don't yeah. understand. Okay.
And
I love
a lot you so much. A lot of people don't. And it's kind of embarrassing because honestly, like if you're on dating apps too, guys are like, if you don't like dogs, like we won't be.
Yeah, they're
I'm like, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. But also you can't say it won't happen though. Cause maybe one day you'll flip because I like a cat. I don't like cats. I like a cat. No,
exactly.
So that's a
me
thing.
And dogs.
Okay. I understand. All right. I get it.
I hate cats too though.
Transitioning my straight candid moment. I went to Arizona this weekend. It was awesome. I got to be with friends again. I got to see family, celebrated the big 2-4. Means absolutely nothing. I don't feel a day different.
She's so young.
Oh, I'm so young. 1997. Anyway, and Jordan surprised me with a massage and I was like, what? But I've been
sexy.
Having some tummy issues recently, and you know me, I kicked off this episode or this podcast in general talking about my poo-poo stories and people loved it. I'm not the poo-poo boy though, let me just put that out there. If you haven't listened to episode 20, go back. Anyway,
she cleans her butt.
I wipe. Anyway, we're walking. I hadn't used the restroom in like 3 days. I get a little nervous when I travel. I get a little excited, so I like just can't use the restroom. And I had quite a bit of cheese because usually when I'm on vacation I allow myself to indulge in cheese when I'm very lactose. Anyway, we're walking to the massage and we walk up the stairs and they're like, you guys can go into these rooms. And they're talking very sensually and slow. And
here you go, Sid. Take a left down here. This hallway. Your locker room is right over
there. Oh, wow. That was really good.
Thank you.
And Jordan's like, do you want to go in the co-ed room? And like, you can be cozy in there. And like, they've got like cool stuff in there. I don't know. It's like you basically just sit on the couch. And I was like, all of a sudden, my bowels just like make this like horrible
Wait,
noise.
What did they do?
And I was like, oh my God, here it comes. And I'm like, oh my God, oh shit. I'm like, I start to feel situations in my pants
as
making moves. Let's just put it that way.
As the background audience is just na, 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 like elevator music.
It's like, doo, doo, doo. It's like a freaking flute. And I'm like, my stomach, you can hear it walking in. So I'm like, I walk in the room. I'm like, sorry, Jordan, gotta go. I go in the woman's room. There's like 40 ladies waiting for the massage. No exaggeration. I'm not kidding. All staring at me. And I'm like, and I start walking around the corner. I couldn't find the lady, didn't know where the restroom was. And I'm literally at this moment, it's happening. Like things are moving out of the bun hole into the underwear.
Out of the circle
area.
Of life.
Anyway, I looked at the lady and I finally find the lady and she's like, hello, our lockers are over there around the corner. And I'm like, I need the restroom now. And she's like, oh, right over there. Pointed very slow. I literally sprint into the bathroom, slam the door. I can hear people like hanging out right outside the door. Mess. A mess. I don't even want to explain what was happening, but let's just say there
Andrew's,
were lots of
Andrew's face is
not okay. There were air bubbles and in between each passing, I could not control it. Like, it was like as if I had gotten a colonoscopy or something, and it was the first time I pooped in like 6 years. I can't believe I'm telling you guys this. Like, I can't believe I'm giving full on detail. People could hear.
Stop.
Like, they're all waiting for their massage right outside the fucking door. Talk about a relaxing little moment.
Oh my God.
It's like
the best part of that.
I am so embarrassed. I cannot believe I'm telling this. I cannot believe I'm telling this. But this is actually, like, I'm turning red because it's real. And then the lady, I came out of the I forgot about this part. She goes, put on my robe. My lady comes and she goes, and remember, if your bowels start to move during this, we are all human. We have a restroom down the hall. I was like, fuck.
So she was waiting for you outside.
She knew. Yeah, she was probably waiting in there for me, looking for me. She was saying my name as I was on the toilet. Like, oh, jeez. Okay, well, I'm sweating now.
You guys,
I don't already sweat every episode.
I'm not going to lie. I was on the edge of my seat, like, wondering how far you were going to go with that. And you went farther than I thought. But, you know,
your poop story is so funny.
I don't know, but I will say, you know what? We just need to show everyone that women poop, and we do. You know, and you've had issues with, like, Sid has a lot more going on than just, like, oh, all of a sudden she's shitting her pants.
Yeah, exactly.
She, like, you have to go figure out what's going on. Like, you're intolerant to something.
Oh, something I'm eating 100% gives me hives and, excuse me, sorry, I got a tickle in my throat, gives me hives and makes me use the restroom like that. Like, snap your fingers, throw your hands in the air. It's time to use the restroom after you eat that block of cheese. I'm not kidding.
Every time I come over here, Sid's like, my stomach hurts. I'm like, what's new?
Nothing's new. It's been horrible. But anyway.
We're going to figure it out. We got anyway. It. I just still cannot believe Andrew's face during that is
priceless. I
know. Priceless.
He's like, help me. Okay, but really cute. I forgot to say this. While I was in Arizona, my friends came and met up with me, and one of them has a new girlfriend.
Cute.
And she came to meet up with us at the bar, and he was like, oh, you know, X, he was like, I want you to meet my new girlfriend. Like, this is her. She's super cute, whatever. And he goes, can I tell her? And he looks at his girlfriend, and I'm like, she's like, sure. And she goes, I know who you are. I listen to your podcast.
Aww.
And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, I went to ASU too. And like, I found you through TikTok.
Shut up.
And I listen and I'm like, what the like, I'm in Arizona. It's just so random and weird. And it felt really cute. And it felt like hard work pays off is basically how it felt. I didn't feel anything other than that. But then I texted Sophie. I'm like, we have a super fan.
Super fan.
This girl here.
Sid's getting recognized in the public.
And I don't know about that.
But yeah,
if anything, they're like, that's the tutor girl that was at the massage place.
Yeah, but if you guys haven't checked out our TikTok, it's popped off. So it's exciting stuff.
Until we get censored for saying butthole. Jesus Christ.
It kept censoring Carmel's head. Me humping Carmel's head because of minor. That makes sense.
No,
because of minor safety injury or safety precautions.
Yeah, minor safety precautions.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, they just don't want little kids humping their stuffed animals, I guess.
I understand
whatever.
That. I don't really want my kids.
What episode
that.
Was that?
20, I think.
Episode 20, if you don't know what we're talking about.
Go figure it out.
You guys, this straight-handed episode, we're going to talk about some advice questions that you guys sent in, because we do our straight-handed moments a lot. We hear your stories all the time, but we kind of want to focus this episode on things you guys just wanted us to answer. We're going to be candid. We're going to make sure we answer honest, and hopefully it helps some people out there. So
yeah, we're going to answer as many as we can get through today in a normal amount of time. But just remember, moving forward, we'll be answering along with a hashtag straight candid story sharing. We're going to answer a piece of advice at the end too. So keep sending in your advice to our podcast, Instagram at straight candid podcast, and we'll continue to do that. But let's dive in, because we got one.
People are freaking out about your poop story on this live
it's
right
just,
now.
It is what it is, people. Lord have mercy. You know what I wish I would have packed? Wet wipes. Okay, there. I said it. Jesus Christ. Anyway. Okay, on to the advice. What I was going to say was, we got this freaking... We asked for people to send in advice. Someone sent in
quote-unquote
advice needed.
I know what you're going to say.
I'm just going to read it to you, and then I'm going to move on from
word, word for word.
Here we go. This is quoted. Are women turned off by my large penis? I'm worried I might be too big. Okay.
All right.
Listen.
Do we, I mean, do I we don't even need to address it?
No, we don't. You know what? buddy.
That's awesome. I'm so happy that you have such a large penis.
Sir, I'm in a relationship and Sophie is not interested in you.
That's true.
Goodbye. No, sorry. I just can't stand when people try to like toot their horn in order to like, can you guys help me? Everyone tells me I'm really hot.
Hey, you guys,
I feel different.
I'm a little afraid that my six pack abs might like just cut into a girl's chest someday.
Stop. Like, stop what you're saying.
Do guys.
Okay. My bikini bod is too good. I'm afraid everyone will stare at me on the beach. Like, no, God. Sorry. That one just ticked me off.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you have that good problem. You don't need advice. Keep doing what you're doing. Just stay away from me.
Your dick is just fine, sir.
You'll be okay. All right. Actually, let's keep it serious and keep it real with you guys. There's some funny ones and there's some good ones in here, but should we just kick it off?
Yeah. So we have a few quick answered advice questions, and then Sid and I each picked five or six of questions that we wanted to dive into as well. So we'll start out with some simple ones. Favorite places to shop? Because people are wondering where we get our stuff from.
Okay, Zara, you kidding me? I get most of my shit at Zara, honestly. Like, I love Zara. I know it's fast fashion. I'm sorry, but it's just good. It's better than Forever 21. If you're shopping at Forever 21, you guys, quality's crap. You're going to wear it once. Just go to Zara. Spend a few more bucks.
Yeah.
Honestly, mostly Zara.
Yep.
I have a few online shops I'll share.
Like, obviously, fast fashion, huge controversial topic. But when I am rich and I can support local and buy those handmade pieces, I will do that. And I will give back.
You
but
will.
For right now, my poor ass is shopping at Zara.
H&M sometimes can be good.
H&M. I do love H&M.
Abercrombie for jeans.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, Urban Outfitters is not cheap, but I do get some pieces from there because it's so cute. Anymore. And this is also funny. A staple of mine is Amazon. Workout clothes. I'm going to hit you up on something really good right now. I love these workout leggings more than any other workout leggings I've bought. They're called Colorful Koala.
Oh, I've heard and of these. They're the dupe, right?
Yeah, I have them in like six colors. I wear them every day and they're a lot cheaper. So,
boom. We'll put all this shit on our page during this day of the episode Thursday and we'll keep it in our little tabs, but we'll share what we can. But I was going to say ASOS. Honestly, they got shoes up the wazoo.
I love ASOS.
Yeah, so I don't know. Those are some, I'll list more on Thursday. You can see it on the page.
Sid, one time, this is funny because, great question for Sid to post on our story because one time I texted Sid, this was when we first met. I go, hey, I don't know where to get clothes because Sid is such a little fashionista. She sends me, do you remember this?
Yes.
She sends me an email. It's like scrolling with all these links to different sites. Here's good pants, here's good jeans, this is where I get my shoes. It was the most intense list I've ever seen, so you should share that.
Everything I do turns into a list. That's what happens when you have the worst ADHD ADD type A personality.
I have noticed
everything's
that about
a list. Everything I just made a list of like where I work out because I'm like, should I delete my LA Fitness one? Should I get like, it's not even worth talking about. It's another list.
Next question.
Anyway, men's style tips for summer. We can touch on it briefly.
Yeah. I don't have much to say because I honestly don't pay too close attention, which is bad, but don't wear flip-flops. I hate flip-flops.
Get your
on
little
men.
Dirty little man toes out of my face. Okay. Yeah. Cover those shit up. Get a white sneaker.
Oh my God. I don't like man toes.
Get a white sneaker.
White sneaker all the way.
You can get a Cole Haan. Mm-hmm. Get, you know, they're, you know, splurge a little bit on a Cole Haan pair, like a white pair. I think they'd make dupes of that too, that you could just go with.
Oh.
I would say a jean that's like a little more skinny. Otherwise, I don't really know what you wear for shorts when you're a guy.
Yeah, just don't get don't get the long baggy ones. Like shorter shorts are definitely in. Obviously not like way up there where your balls are hanging
like
out.
Like above the knee though. I like above the knee ones.
Yes.
Even like right here.
Yes.
Like a hand above your knee. Maybe that's a little much. But anyway, I think basic colors, always go with basic colors. Do a trendy cool top if you can, like from Urban or something.
And try accessorizing. Like add some sunglasses and those white sneakers, a nice belt. Maybe you're wearing a white t-shirt with a button up over, like open, like the button up's open. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And the controversial beanie in the summer, honestly, I really like it with the like when it's flipped. You know what I'm talking about? The tight little beanies. Andrew's rocking it right now. Yep. Those are cute for summer.
Yeah.
They are. I know it's weird. It's a beanie in summer, but anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Backwards hats. Not going to lie. They always get me. Is he hot or is he just wearing a backwards hat?
Oh, that's, yes. I've heard that.
All right.
Probably the hat.
Next question. Skincare routine. I'm dealing with a lot of maskne.
Ooh.
You know?
I never
Not ew, but.
No, I said ooh.
Oh, I thought you said
ew. Oh, no. Ew, no.
I was like, girl.
No, I am masking. What are you talking about?
Okay.
I would say skincare, not going too excessive. I'll just put this all in my story, but Paula's Choice on Amazon has a lot of good options. I would say, like, I use their exfoliant that's just like a little, like, drying a little bit, and I would get CeraVe and just use those, like, basic things.
If
don't
you,
overdo it. Simplify if you the
had
skincare.
If you had to pick one skincare product to have, just one, what would you tell everyone?
CeraVe.
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 Yeah, I agree.
I didn't believe it until I read like 500 articles after being a psycho. And I'll post my full skincare on Thursday. But literally every dermatologist is like, if you were to pick one thing, just use that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll post it in detail on our story so people can see it. It's easier.
Yeah. I mean, talking about acne, like I had... Sid has good skin, so she should shut up. But
you know what? I struggle from time to time.
I have decent skin now. I will say, like, it's gotten a lot better. But I was on Accutane. Like, I had bad acne.
Shit, that shit is intense. It'll dry your lips out.
Oh, yeah. I had cystic acne. So I agree. Every single dermatologist I've been with, CeraVe. And the other thing that's changed my life is some sort of retinol cream.
Yeah, it strips
mine
the surface.
Starts with a T. Don't know it.
Oh, what was
but
that?
But there's a lot of skincare products out there that it's retinol. When you use that first, your skin is dry as hell. It's annoying, but when you get used to it, it just overturns your skin cells every night and it changes the game.
All I will say, get a vitamin C, then a hyaluronic acid, then a moisturizer like a CeraVe. That's all you need during the day unless you're going in the sun, then add an SPF after the moisturizer. If you're going to bed, hyaluronic acid, a retinol, and a moisturizer. That's all you need. Don't overdo it. Don't overthink it. And if you can't afford or don't want to do those things, just get a moisturizer. That's all you need to do. Don't let your skin get dry. Okay.
Okay.
That's all I have to say about that.
Let's go into our deeper questions that we can kind of expand upon. You start with your first one.
Okay. So this one is a DM that I actually want to read directly because I think it is very, very important right now. And I think it's something that I'm glad that someone sent it in. So she says, hey, so love listening to you guys in the past 2 weeks, trying to catch up, yada, 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 which I love that. Thank you so much. But it would be interesting if you haven't already bring up the subjects of how to deal with daily microaggressions like catcalling and how to move past sexual related trauma, especially in terms of how to tell your new partner or how to work through triggers related to all types of trauma, etc. And then she screenshotted a tweet in specific because this is current, because we need to talk about it. Yesterday, or it wasn't yesterday now, at the time it was, Minnesota's government ruled that if a rape victim was voluntarily intoxicated during the time of assault, it is not considered rape.
Speechless.
That is so fucking disappointing that we've came so far with all of our, you know, women's empowerment and keeping women safe and making people feel comfortable and feeling comfortable even having a beverage and that, oh, it's my fault. I got too drunk. That's why someone attacked me.
Absolutely.
It's just disturbing, honestly. To back it up, though, I would say dealing with microaggressions like that, you've got to try to not pay attention to them. Or there's two options. You ignore or you can be the intimidating one. If someone's catcalling you and you turn around, you look at them and you really give them a look in their eye and really like hold that eye contact to the point where it's almost like awkward, they're not going to want to do it again.
Yeah, I have. So I was listening to a podcast today, actually, the one I sent you.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. They were talking about microaggressions, too, and catcalling. And this girl was talking about how every time she gets catcalled, she has a one liner that she says. And I was like, wow, that I'm going to start doing that because it's a difficult situation because on one hand, if it's frustrating to not respond and just ignore what happened because you feel objectified, you're belittled, it's hateful, it's harassment. But on the other hand, clapping back is a little intimidating because it's like, what if this furthers and advances, provokes further harassment, right?
Yep.
But so she always, she has the one liner and it says, she goes, she screams at them. So she draws attention to it.
Oh, my God.
Makes them feel embarrassed. And she goes, stop harassing women on the streets. And
that's damn powerful.
And I was like, I fucking love that. I'm bringing that up on the podcast because it draws attention to them. They feel kind of embarrassed and they're like,
that's uncomfortable.
They don't know what to say. And I honestly, I think you have to take the risk with clapping back. And I know there's like that feeling out there. Like, what if they, you know, are going to, you know, rape me or kill me because I'm saying something crazy and I'm like yelling in their face, and it further like makes you feel a little intimidated. But you have to take that risk. To at least, we have to stand up for ourselves as women.
I think if you are willing to say something, it's going to be worth it. And even if you're like, stop doing that and start respecting women, just say it. Even if you're not comfortable screaming or doing that, because I don't know, I feel like I would be able to do that, but I'm like, I'm kind of like, I'm not in the situation, so I can't read it.
Yeah.
Stop harassing women or eye contact. Honestly, it's sad, but it's like, it's sometimes I just feel like I'm used to it and it's gross. And I try to not surround myself or go to places where like, I feel like that I'm going to be able to like get that attention. You know what I mean? But when you're at a bar where you're at these places, like really just take a second, look at the person in their eye, or just say, stop harassing women.
The issue is though, the issue is it's like, yeah, you can avoid bars in a certain place, but like girls are on the freaking street going to the post office and some dude is honking their horns at you. Like,
oh yeah, when
hell,
we walked down the street.
Our second episode, we were on the way back from our coffee date and we get honked at.
I know. That's the only instance when I'm like, I try to ignore it then, or I'll just be like, honestly, I've yelled like, fuck you before. Yeah. It's like,
and
guys, it's just gross.
And I think it's another conversation because we, like men, I think do need to step up in terms of what's happened with the government and this rape case. Because in this situation, I'm not saying that white women are not privileged. We're definitely privileged. But in this situation, when it comes to the women versus men and this rape culture, it is statistically proven that women have more sexual assault happen to them than men. And in this instance, I think men need to step up, and they're the ones that need to kind of step in and do that micro intervention. So if you see something happening, or you hear guys using that locker room talk, like that's just a catalyst for further harming the society, really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's such a bigger issue, and it's probably going to have to be like a half an episode to talk about. But for sure. I mean, like, guys, you gotta stop your friends from like talking like that. Or if, even if you have guy friends that are a little, you know, you think like, oh, they're a little more out there, and you're a girl and you have guy friends that are like that, and they're doing that to other women. Mm-hmm. Like, tell them really how you think. If they respect you, they're going to listen. So we need people to start stepping up and doing that. But
in
honestly,
person and on and digitally, you know?
Yeah. And until that happens, it's likely not going to stop. And do your best to ignore it or say something strong and be bold and just stand up for yourself. So that's what I have to say about that. I don't think, I don't think we're going to solve it overnight. No. That's what I have to say about that.
We could have a whole fucking episode.
We
on
probably
that.
Will, honestly.
Yeah. Did we answer her question?
I think we did.
Okay.
Sexual related trauma was the other piece, but I think that goes hand in hand with something that comes lower. So I'm going to hold off on that one.
Cool. All right. Next question. Someone wrote in and said, I had sex on the first date. Did I mess up? How do I show him that I'm serious about us? So I think that this is a little messed up, because if you think about men in this circumstance, do you think men like go home and they're like, oh my God, I had sex on the first date, like she might not like me anymore? Absolutely fucking not.
No, they're like bragging their buddies about it. They're like, yeah, pulled it first night.
To be honest, like that whole three date rule that women talk about, like, oh, I have to wait 3 dates to have sex. I don't give a shit. Like, if it feels right in the time and you want to go for it, go for it. I don't think that has to do anything with if it's going to be a serious relationship or not. And it's just, for me, like, I used to honestly, I would hold back and like make sure it was like 3-4 dates or whatever. But you know what? I've kind of backtracked on that, because I'm like, if it feels right, you got to do it. And I don't think you fucked up. I think you just got to be honest with him, and you could take it slower from here on out and tell him that you want to. But if you don't want to, don't do it.
If you feel something strong enough and you just want to do it, you can. Like, don't put pressure where pressure is not needed. You don't need that added pressure. And if you want him to know how you feel, then you use your words and you tell them how you feel. And I'm assuming if you had a strong enough connection where you could hook up on the first date and you like each other and that bond was strong, he likely feels the same way. You can read people's body energy. Just be smart. You know, there's no reason to put pressure on being a woman and, getting naked too early. No, there's no such thing. That's your own rule that you made up. Be good on yourself. Be easy.
And no matter what people say, like, there's nothing to be ashamed of, because you have no obligation to keep your sexuality like on a lockdown. You know,
no, hell no. There's literally no need.
So no, girl, you're doing good.
Girl, keep doing your thing. All right. Let's see what this one is. Slept with my guy best friend this weekend. Help. Oh, sheesh.
Ha, been there. It's okay.
And she looks at Andrew. By the way, people still DM us thinking that you guys are dating. They ask us every day.
We're friends again.
Yeah, I'm like, they're friends and they care about each other. Anyway, if you do sleep with your best friend, your best guy friend, I mean, was there sexual tension there? It's a toss-up.
It's also COVID.
It's COVID.
I need it.
If you both just needed that and like needed that connection, like I don't see any harm in that. When it gets a little tricky is when like, you know, they're your guy friend, but they're not. Well, this is guy best friend. It says specifically guy best friend. So I feel like, girl, you are fine. Like, I think just try to play it cool. Go off each other's, you know, energy. I mean, maybe something beautiful will come from it because you're best friends.
I was going to say, like, there's a lot of good that can come with that. Maybe you guys are meant for each other. And maybe that was just the catalyst of, you know, who knows what, a beautiful relationship. But on the other hand, like, if you feel like you messed up and you don't actually like him, but you just felt like you wanted to sleep with him, just be honest about it. Have the communication and listen to episode 17. So we talk about friend zone and like the pros and cons of dating or having a relationship with your best friend. So check that one out.
Just be communications. All it comes back to. And honestly, nothing's awkward until you make it awkward. Mm-hmm. So don't assume that the other person thinks it's uncomfortable because then you'll just make it awkward yourself.
Yep.
Boom.
Boom.
There
boom.
You go, girl.
Okay. This one, I laughed so hard that I even had to screenshot it and send it to you guys before. where'd it go? Oh, okay. She goes.
Oh, God. Which one is
this? I just love the way she worded this question. When giving head, do you do the grandma lips or just puff your lips out?
I remember this.
So We're not laughing at you.
It's just the fact that you said grandma lips and I'm thinking about giving a blowjob scares the shit out of me. Scares the absolute living shyster out of me.
It scares you?
Yeah, I'm like,
ugh. It's funny because when I read that question, I know you both did this too. So I sent it to Ellie, our intern, and Sid. When I read that question, I was on my couch and I faked, gave an air blowjob. I went... And I was trying
to Ellie, you both go.
I was trying to think of like what my lips do. Did you not sit there and just
I thought about
she
it.
She did. Ellie did. I was almost going to like grab a banana and just see what happens like with my lips because I don't even pay attention to it.
I don't know. I never have thought about that.
I think she means by grandma lips, like you tuck your lips under your teeth, obviously. So your teeth aren't on the penis. But then you obviously want your lips to look luscious. So I'm thinking of your lips puffed out like duck. So she's wondering.
Which one is it?
So I thought about it so I could give you an answer. so I think I'm going to try not to sound like too raunchy, but I'm talking about a blowjob. So I don't know how not to sound raunchy. But as you go down, like your lips might tuck under a little bit, right? Like as you're leaning down closer to the base.
Think about this more.
And as you pull up, like your lips are going to come out a little bit. You're not, your teeth is never going to be on it just because your lips aren't tucked under. You know what I'm saying? You can still create the suction. You can still create the suction with your lips without your teeth touching the penis. So, you know what, girl? Just don't pay attention to it because.
Just, you know.
If you're thinking about tucking your lips under or puffing them out, like it's already a bad blowjob. Just be sloppy and they'll love it.
Oh my Jesus.
Anything to add?
And now we're leaving room for Jesus. Here is an ad about Jesus Christ. No, I'm just kidding. All I was going
to
say was
anything to add?
All I was going to say was I played the saxophone and I
shut up.
I'm like, this all sounds horrible.
I'm talking about blowjobs in your sin.
I played this in middle school in band. No, you curl your lip under to like, you know, hold the reed. And I know for a fact that is not how you do it when you're, you know, secretly, privately in the bedroom. So I will leave you with that. Goodbye. Good night. I'm signing off. No, I'm just kidding. And now I need to go read the Bible. Okay. That's amazing. I freaking love shit like that. Okay. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, can you give advice on sex? I guess this kind of goes through. Things you wish you would have known when it first started. The do's and the don'ts.
Oh, I like
this one. Interesting. Okay. I would say, well, first and foremost, you're not having sex for the other person. So do not perform. Do not perform. Don't go there. Don't do it. Don't start doing it. It messes with your mental state. It messes with what you think is right. Don't fake anything. You know what I'm talking about. That beautiful O is not meant to be faked. So don't do it. And
let's talk a little bit more about that because I totally agree. Everything you said, I was going to say first things first, do not first things first, do not have sex with the other person. Like, yes, you can pleasure them, especially if of you love, yeah. if you love them and you're making love and you want to make them feel good, obviously do that. But I totally agree, when there's like that college hookup culture, all you're trying to do is impress the other person. And I think that's so messed up. And the best sex I started having is when I decided I was doing it for me and not for the other person. You learn a lot about your body. And in return, I will say the partner seemed to enjoy it more because I was doing what felt good for myself. And yep. it also turned them on.
Yep.
So number one, and then number two, yes, do not fake an O, because I've gotten that cycle too, where you fake it one time and you continue to sleep with that person, you have to continue to fake it. And then it's like,
this is not a good.
And then it's like, you never are satisfied. So,
no. And it's, yes, you have to like take away the like feeling of putting somebody down for not being able to do it. Like, that's not on them. That's not on you. Nothing's wrong with you. Like,
yeah.
just remove the pressures. Also remove the pressures to look a certain way. If you've got a belly roll, which that's everyone on the planet, minus like the three that got it snipped off with surgery, they don't, nobody cares. No yeah. one is looking at your belly roll while you're hooking up. The self-consciousness is just going to make you feel less sexy and make you feel less turned on. So really, yeah. it's just about loving yourself, doing things for yourself, and being, not performing.
And being confident. Like,
yes.
that is,
yes.
when you go into sex, like, I wish the first, you know, when I was new to this, it was, I felt so insecure and I didn't know what I was doing. Just fake it till you make it a little bit. Be confident. He's not looking at any of your roles. He's looking at your beautiful ass cheeks. Like, there's a lot more going on. Yeah.
Also, just don't feel pressured to do it. If you're not ready and you're like curious because you're like, I feel like I should be doing this, you're not ready. Don't do it. Don't do it until you feel ready and you feel like the person is right. Don't waste it on a drunken night unless that's your, you know, desire and your want. Don't waste it on somebody who's wasted energy. That's all I have to say about that.
All right, next question. I've gone on 3 dates with this guy and no one has made a move yet. We hug after each date, but goddamn, why can't he kiss me already? I kind of want to be bold and make the first move, but don't know how. Any tips?
Oh,
I love this one because God. I love making the first move. I don't know why
Sophie's
girls,
a queen
I don't
this.
Know why girls don't like it. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little tip then.
Tips and tricks from Sophie?
Yes, I think you make the first move if you're reading that he's into you. Guys like that, honestly. I think it's so fun. You feel so powerful as a woman when you can make the first move. So I'm just going to like throw back to a date that I went on a while back and how I made the first move, because we're just going to reel it in, give it a real life situation. So I went out to dinner with this guy, and this was about a year ago, I suppose. Or I don't even know. Okay. We went on a date with this guy, and we were in the Uber on the drive home, and this was COVID, like when COVID started, and everyone's wearing masks in the Uber, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to rewind. Sorry, I sucked at this. Okay. We're sitting outside.
You just get the dirty details.
Yeah, yeah. We're sitting outside waiting for the Uber, and we're against this brick wall, and I can tell he's like trying to maybe make a move. Like,
when
he's getting close to me. It's getting awkward. Like, there's no conversation. He's looking at my lips, like all that good stuff, right? So we get in the Uber, and we have to keep our masks on. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to give him a kiss because he was going to a different destination after this. And our masks are on, and I'm like, fuck, we didn't even get a kiss. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, fuck it. So I kind of, you know, I grabbed behind his neck, and I was like playing with his hair, and he looks at me and he grabs my leg, and we're just kind of sitting in the Uber, like chilling. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to lean over. So I lean over and I look at him and I yank my mask down, and I just start kissing him. And it was so fun because the Uber driver, we had to be like quiet in the back
seat. Oh my God, sneaky.
So it was like sneaky sexy.
Whoa.
So spicy. Honestly, just send like the tactful touches first, and just look at him, and you just got to do it, honey.
Yeah, just go for it. I love that you said that, because it's like, it is fun and it's empowering, and honestly,
so empowering.
Make sure that also when I saw this, I was like, do you want to make the move? Like,
yeah.
Or is it, there's some awkward tension there where you're like, oh, there's maybe nothing. Okay. Well then in that case, fuck it, girl. Grab him and kiss him.
Yeah.
Also, sheesh, you know what I mean? Okay. I'm going to be not going to lie. I sometimes before a first date, I would drink like a glass of wine just to get things going. I don't know. That's just me. I'm not saying do it, but
a lot of
I just feel good
that.
When I like, you know, I'm like, I'm really nervous. I'm having heat flashes, you know, I'm sweating, probably using the restroom 40 times. So I do a little, you know, toss back a glass of wine, and then I'm ready. And I feel like with that little bit of liquid courage, You can lean in, you can kiss, and you feel powerful.
Yeah.
It's feel badass.
It's all about the confidence. Like,
be confident.
You can just totally tell when you're confident and you do that first move, you feel so good.
Also, I have to say, if you're in your mind questioning, would he want me to kiss him? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You're on another date. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Why would he be sitting in front of you if he didn't want his smoocheroo?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And guys are always down for a kiss. So even intense. Just give it a shot.
Give it a freaking shot.
I have another one that's related to this. So I'm just going to go right into it.
Go right into it.
Someone says, I get really nervous for dates. It has led me to live a lonely life because I can't deal with the pressure.
Oh.
How can I stop this cycle?
Wine.
Drink, bitch.
I was going to say, well, you answer first. I already said wine, so.
I think this was 3 years ago. I went on a dating spree. I was like, I'm going to just date a guy once a week because I needed to stop getting so nervous about it. And I did. I went on a lot of dates. They were from college. I think it was my senior year of college even. And I stopped getting nervous. One, because I had experienced it a lot. I just kept, first of all, you get free food. Why not? Just give it a shot. Have some practice rounds. It's fine. But I also go into the dates thinking okay, why am I nervous? First of all, I'm hoping that they like me. I want them to like me. What if I say something wrong? First of all, flip that and be like, I'm the one trying to find a genuine connection. I'm the one who gets to decide if I like you. Why are people always going into dates thinking oh my God, I hope they like me. That's just coming off insecure. You got to be confident in yourself and love yourself enough to actually try to figure out who's right for you. You're the one that gets to choose yes or no. You can actually choose the person. Stop letting people choose you.
You got to literally, you're not going to find anybody if you let people choose you, because when you let people choose you, it's not your genuine connection. You're literally trying to please them. Why are they not trying to please you? You've got to be confident. You got to walk in there. Don't worry about it if it's awkward. You can talk to anybody for an hour. Just talk about random shit. If you're really that nervous about it, make a little five list questions in your head where you're just in case there's an awkward silence, I know I want to ask him this. Something that's not a yes or no question if you're really that worried about it. But I promise you, confidence is key. They're not evaluating you. They don't care. Mm-hmm. They want to, they're the same reason as you are. They're likely nervous too.
Yeah.
Bond over being nervous and fucking be confident.
And also
love yourself.
Embrace the silence.
Embrace
as well, because
too.
Everyone, I hate when you go on dates and people think there has to be constant conversation. If there's 5 seconds,
it's not normal.
If there's 5 seconds of silence, oh my God, we must not be a match. It's okay to have those little ebbs and flows with conversations, especially on a first date. So
you don't know each other.
Yeah. Just know that it's normal and go into it and choose who you want to date.
Take the pressure off though, girl. You got this. We're cheering for you.
You got
I
it.
I promise you. All right. Let's see here. Yeah. Ooh. Okay. How do I deal with a partner with mental health issues? How do I convince them to go to therapy? How can I help them? Oh man.
Ooh, that's loaded.
That is a loaded question. Okay. I have to start by saying you cannot save someone. You cannot heal someone. You cannot save someone. It is not your job to get them to do something that they're not willing to do. I have to say that because I cannot stress enough that it's not your job. If you want to be there for someone, support them and suggest to them that you should go get help. I've noticed these, different habits, and I'm sure you've suggested hey, this is probably not a normal habit, and you likely know that, especially if they already know that, let's say a drinking problem or with mental health issues, that's a mental health issue. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's an anxiety issue. Give them options, give them resources, and just let them know that you're there for them. I will be here no matter what. I would like you to get better and I would like you to feel better. And I will sit by you while you go to therapy. That's as much as you can help. You can't save someone.
I was going to say, the most helpful thing, because I have anxiety, and I've had panic attacks, and I've been open and honest with any relationship I've been in. Hey, I deal with anxiety. I honestly bring it up the first day, and I'm like, if you can't deal with that now, bye, boy. But I feel the most helpful thing someone's ever said to me is, I don't understand how you feel, but I'm here to support you.
Yeah.
I won't understand what a panic attack feels like. I don't understand anxiety, but I'm here to listen. I'm here to help in any way. There's no there's no like perfect step-by-step process of how to support them, but you kind of have to create that together. And if that means you might have to like talk to a therapist together as a couple, I think that's very helpful.
So. I think so too. All I would say is I'll be transparent. Like Jordan does not understand anxiety, and I have anxiety and I have panic attacks, and I've warned him, like, you know, you do, you let them know. And I had one with him and I was like, babe, I'm just scared. I'm like, I can feel it coming on, but I don't like to say it because then I feel like it's going to happen. Yeah. And he's like, just come here. You're right by me. You're right here. You're okay. I'm here. Just got to breathe. And he rubs my back and that's it. And he can save me from going into one.
Yep.
Just by being, you know, slowing down, taking a second, realizing I'm human, and he might not understand it, but he's here for me. So honestly, it's been a huge, huge help.
And we both have anxiety, but if it's like a depressive state, I haven't honestly dealt with that. I've dealt with family members in a depressive state, and I just know that's when they want to back up the most, but that's the time that you need to make sure you're there for them and you're creating those conversations. So,
I challenge you to just ask those people those tricky questions. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you actually feel? Like when they say, no, I'm good. And you can tell that they're off. Like, I just be like, I don't want to get nosy or like push any buttons, but how do you actually feel? Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised how willing people are to open up, even though they're pulling back.
Yeah.
So I just think that's good.
My questions are done.
Yours are done. Okay. Let me see if I have one more. We can pick like one more and then the rest will answer on the ends of episodes, huh?
Oh, well let's do this one then. Cause I think it's funny.
Which one?
Oh, my BF and I have different political views. Everyone says to break up, but it isn't that easy.
Oh, this is dramatic. Cringe, I have a cringe. I have a cringe coming up my neck.
So I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, I don't like that in my ear at all. It depends. And I don't think anyone will.
Okay. So I don't know I don't know this person's circumstance. I don't know if you've been dating for 5 years. I don't know if you've been dating for 10 years. I don't know if you've been dating for 3 months, but all I'm saying is that if it's been less than 6 months and you have different political views, get out. I don't fuck with that shit. If I see someone that's a Trump supporter on a dating app, immediately I go the opposite direction. I don't care. I'm saying it here. I'll say it forever, but it's not necessarily just a Trump supporter. It comes down to humanity and what I believe in and my values. So that's my honest. She's got that's my honest opinion.
She's got a little out of breath. I have to say, I have friends who are in relationships that they do not see eye to eye on political views. And it is their major, you know, hardship in the relationship. That's what brings the most drama. And it's the one thing that they don't know how they're going to see eye to eye on, because they're not going to, because people have different values and different views. For me personally, because I don't want to ever talk about anybody else's experience and think that I know what's going on. Here's the thing. If I have a child and if I'm going through this relationship and I have a child and they come out of me and they plop out of me and they're mini me and they say, oh, mommy, I love Trump. No, you're not going to love. So it's just like, it's a fucking panic. Like, I'm sorry. I hate to say that. And I just don't know I know it can work, but I know it wouldn't work with me because I'm way too fucking stubborn.
Yeah.
I'm way too opinionated.
Same.
No, absolutely not. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And I condone you for being with this person and sticking it out. And if you can have intellectual conversations about these things and not feel pressured to look one way or the other and like not feel like you're going to rip the person across or you head out, and you have generally the same values, then good for you and keep rocking it and keep being open-minded. I just personally am not there yet.
And I would also, I guess I do know a couple that they have completely different political views and they have decided, like they decide not to ever talk about it.
Yeah.
They don't watch the news together. They don't talk about it. They don't vote together. They don't talk about their votes. It's just it doesn't exist. They act like it doesn't exist. That's an option, but you got to do what you got to do. So personally, yeah.
This one's so hard. It's so hard. I would say, though, if it's making you better and making you think outside the box, not where you're disagreeing on viewpoints like women's rights or like, you know, different things like that, where it's like, no shit, what are you talking about? Like that can also be, it doesn't really depend on the side, you know, it tends to be
the red side. But actually it does, you know?
Well, so if you're...
I know. I'm getting really opinionated and sweaty right now.
I can tell.
Because it all comes down to like things... Okay, we can move on.
It's not... Some people just are in a class because they're like in a class, in a viewpoint because of like their dad owns a small business. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to see. You know what I mean? Like, and for those people, if that's the reason you're in something and believe something, but you are a human and you're, you know, like, not everybody's split down the middle. Like, it isn't 50-50. There's billions of people on the planet. You know what I mean? And billions of people in the United States. It can't just be red and blue.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm trying to say, if you guys both sit in the middle, sometimes you can see eye to eye. Sometimes I can see that working.
We've always said we're not going to get political on the podcast. And this is why, because I have sweat dripping down the middle of my body right now.
So I'm just better at like articulating, like, okay, trying to see the other side. But Sophie's like very passionate too. So hers just comes out quicker.
Mine will eventually come out.
But
and I used to not be so one-sided, but at this past couple years.
Yeah, with everything going on.
With everything going on, it drastically made me very liberal.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's okay. And I love it. And well, I'm the same way. So.
All right. Anyway. Y'all.
Yo. Should we share? I think that's probably where we should wrap up on advice. You guys, we're going to be adding these into every single episode. They're going to be fun. We're going to get to every single one. I swear to you, it's just going to take a little time because there's a lot coming in, which we love and appreciate. But for our hashtag straight candid moments.
Wait, do you have one?
I think I do.
I don't.
I think I do. From listeners. I thought this one was kind of hilarious. I'm just going to read this one because... Okay, because I feel this girl, okay? Long story short, a shitty situation, it says. So last week, she was having kind of a self-care day. She said she got Dunkin' Donuts, went to TJ Maxx, went to the tanning salon before work, i.e. also, I don't condone tanning in a tanning bed. My dad had melanoma. You guys, it's serious. Try not to tan if you can. Use some self-tanner. Anyway, back to the story. About the time I was going tanning, it hit me, the coffee, I knew the tanning place.
Wait, is this another poop story?
It is. Yeah, it is.
Sid?
I said I can relate to her, so I had to share. Gee dang it. Let's see. She says, okay, so the coffee hit her. She had little 7 minutes in the tanning bed, so she'll use the bathroom right before. Okay. So by the time she got done in the tanning bed, she had shit so bad. She had an Olympic style fast walk to the bathroom. That's kind of funny. All right. Anyway, she's sitting in the toilet. She goes number two and she looks around. She says, praying to God, there's disposable masks, some tissues, wipes, anything, because there are no toilet paper. There was nothing. I waddle over the sink thinking there's probably some extra TP in there. To my surprise, I was wrong. All I saw was trash bags, a green sponge, and latex gloves. What would you use? What the fuck would you use?
I would honestly take off my underwear and wipe with my underwear.
I would have probably taken off my underwear too. I thought about what the best plan of action would have been in this case, and I decided that it had to be the latex glove. I didn't know what else to do. There I was in the local tanning salon wiping my ass with disposable gloves.
I don't feel good. I don't feel good.
You guys, I would have used the sponge. I would have used my underwear. I don't know.
That's hard, man.
That's tough.
Okay. Sheesh. I didn't have one.
A latex glove. Ouchie.
I didn't have a straight candid moment, but Ellie, her intern's here, and I'm mouthing to her. I'm like, what do you got for me? Do you have anything good?
I was like trying to read.
She sends me this one, and I'm reading it for the first time right now, and I'm giggling.
Oh, okay. God, I'm so excited.
Picture this. It was dead of winter, and I found myself on campus at blah, blah, blah with none other than a hockey player. I should know better by now. But anyways, we were doing it doggy style on the floor. My knees didn't deserve that, but I digress. We finished, and afterwards, he finally mentions how fit I look and how my stomach looked super toned. News to me, considering a McDonald's number one was a 3 times a week thing at this point in my life. So he goes, flex your abs. And I went in more confident than ever, flexed as hard as I could, and let out a queef.
No!
Like nothing I've ever experienced before. No. So much air. Like a fourth chair trumpet player in a fifth grade band. Needless to say, it was really embarrassing, even though he's the one who pushed all that air into me in the first place. No more than a week later, he ends things with me.
No!
Here's how the conversation went. She sends a screenshot. Last night, I'm going to say before I go, I'm sorry, I really didn't mean to hurt you. And she oh my God. She replied and goes, it's because I queefed, wasn't it? And that's the story about how the man who couldn't handle the female body. Normalize queefing. Hashtag it's not a fart. Sorry for the novel. Obviously very passionate about this story.
Hashtag straight canon story right there.
Oh my gosh. That is so true though. Oh, the like the,
why is it so like weird? Why do people get so weird about the queef? Like, yeah, it's not I'm even like, a toot. It doesn't even stink. Get out of here.
I'm like, dude, you put the air in me in the first place.
Oh my God. That is comedy. Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Your eyebrow is up so far. I look over.
I'm like, dude, you put the air in me in the first place. Apparently, I do weird facial expressions you with do. My eyebrows.
Sometimes I'll be reading something or like talking about something and you'll do this. And I, what do you think I think? I'm like talking. I'm like, and that's why I look over and you're like this. I'm like, well, I can't even think. You're like, your eyebrow is so high up in the fucking sky. I don't even know what to say anymore.
I'm just very expressive. I actually, this is actually really funny because I model for a Halloween costume company and I'm the only model who
the model.
I'm the only girl who can do this with her eyebrows.
Do they make you do it often?
So they always put me in costumes where I have to do facial expressions and they're like, get the eyebrow. And I'm like, okay. And then I put the eyebrow up.
No, they don't.
Yeah. I'm the only one who can.
Get that costume and then also grab your eyebrow. Come on over.
They're like, damn it. They're like, she can do the eyebrow thing. She's hired. I'm like, fuck yeah.
What in the hell? Funny. Talk about a random job. I swear you should make a TikTok about that.
I know.
A little side hustle. I try on costumes in the winter or whatever for the winter season.
All year round.
Oh, yeah. Year round. But don't you? Oh, costumes in the winter? No, I was thinking Halloween.
It is, why did I say winter? It is for Halloween, but they do like, they do Amazon stuff.
Oh, that's why. I was like, why am I thinking it's winter?
It's the most fun side hustle I've ever had.
Oh God, you guys.
That queefing story.
That queefing story was great. That latex glove story gave me the heebie-jeebies. I'm not going to lie.
Honestly, I had a lot of heebie-jeebies this episode, but it's okay.
You guys, I love you. I love helping you. We love giving advice. I'm not kidding you. We will always take this. Send them in. Keep sending them in. We're here to help you. Like, I mean, we, you know, we're early in our 20s, but I feel like we're old souls. We keep it real with you.
Yeah, we keep it real.
We're not going to sugarcoat shit. I'm not going to tell you to do something that I wouldn't do. So, you know what? Keep sending them in. Yeah. I'll keep being real with you.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for sending that in. Every episode, we'll continue to do your guys' straight candid moments. Maybe we'll do a few advice questions with further episodes. So we'll never do probably a full episode again on advice, but we thought this might be fun to kind of start the process anyways. So
of kicking it off and giving advice towards the end. So thanks for trusting us with your stories too. We appreciate you. Appreciate you trusting us. Hit us up. Follow us at Straight Candid Podcast. You know what it is.
You know what it is. We are produced by At the Back Pocket Podcast. They do all the audio visual. We love them. Date Night Podcast coming up this Wednesday.
Woo!
It's a little
first
different
draft.
Little different format this week. We have a gay king and he is going to be dating three guys. It actually would happen yesterday when you guys are listening to this, but just pay attention. Give them a follow at @_DNP and maybe apply so you're in the arsenal for future dates. It'll be fun.
Alrighty, cool folks. Stuff. Happy Thursday. Have a wonderful day.
And our moms are coming on next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Woo! Mom episode.
Momcast. Let's get it.
All right.
Bye.
Hey.